All right, so we got Brian Johnson up here to go over what's going on in the developer community. So, Brian, why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Okay, thanks, Russ. One of my big jobs in the East Coast is actually doing multimedia development for the guys on my team and stuff like that. So as part of that, what we've done is we work really closely with Channel 9 to set up a home for this Toolshed show. So you can find that at channel9.msdn.com/toolshed, and you can also find the individual episodes at channel9.msdn.com/shows/toolshed. And so those should show up pretty soon on the shows link on Channel 9. If you've never been there before, I actually had a guy the other day come up to me and say, oh, do you know Bob Opsahl? And I'm like, no, it's a different Channel 9. Bob is a TV reporter here in Orlando. And no, this is Channel 9 from Microsoft, so it's channel9.msdn.com.
And Brian did a lot of work to help me out getting that set up, so I'll give him a round of applause for that. And by the way, on that Toolshed site, there are resource links to the episode one. I'll do the same for episode two. So all the code and PowerPoints and the demo scripts actually that we use, we'll post all of those. Those will be available.
And
there too.
And links to all the stuff that I'm going to talk about here are actually on that page too. So it's going to be a great resource for anybody who needs to find this kind of stuff. Some other shows on Channel 9 I just wanted to kind of call out was the 10-4 series on Visual Studio 2010. You want to check that out. They're very popular. A lot of really good information on that. Continuum is the Silverlight development home on Channel 9. You can check that out for some really great Silverlight work. And Geek Speak, definitely check out. That'll be at channel9.msdn.com/shows/geekspeak. For events nationwide, you'll want to check out the MSDN events site. And that'll kind of give you, you can look up by area what events are in your area, that kind of thing, and you can attend these events. I mean, everything we do with community is all about the people who show up, and it's really fun. If you're watching this online and you haven't been to one of these events before, it's a great place to network. It's a great place to meet new friends. These are all great, wonderful people that I've met in the last 3 hours today. So that's pretty awesome. Here in Orlando or in Florida, we have an Interop Roadshow coming up.
As well as other locations nationwide.
Yes.
Yep.
SQL Saturday, which I understand was started in Florida, is become kind of a phenomenon. SQLSaturday.com. One of the things you should keep in mind, if you come to an event where any evangelists are going to show up, or actually any of these community events, we're getting copies of Windows 7 Release Candidate DVDs, and we're going to give those to all the community leaders so that we can, so that when you go to a community event, you'll be able to go pick up a few of these DVDs, you'll be able to install them at home, be able to share them with your friends, that kind of thing. So you got that coming. As soon as we get a Release Candidate DVD, we're going to send those out to the community leaders, and you'll be able to get those from them. There are some of the community resources that we do have on the Toolshed site, but communitymegaphone.com is kind of a site where local communities set up events, and you can subscribe to the RSS feed for your area, for your state, whatever you want to do. You can find out a lot about what's going on. CodeZone.com is kind of the home for a lot of our user groups, so you can go there to find out what's going on, that kind of thing. The Flash is the MSDN Flash, and Joe Healy for Florida right now updates our Flash regionally. So basically, you'll see a section from Joe that lists events and stuff that are coming up in the Florida area. That'll work the same for no matter where you are in the United States. A local evangelist is going to localize that MSDN Flash newsletter for you, and you can find out about events going on in your area. MSDN.microsoft.com/events. And again, on the Toolshed site, we have links to the site where you can find out who your local evangelist is and that kind of thing. And we also wanted to call out our MVPs. Our MVPs are awesome. They know everything about what's going on in the areas. And so if you know an MVP, you can usually find out the kind of stuff that's happening. One final thing I wanted to mention was BizSpark. I saw somebody has I don't know how to say this, Xobni. X-O-B-N-I. It's an add-in for Outlook. Zogmi. So it's inbox spelled backwards, just right, so you know. Right, okay. Right. But anyway,
on her shirt over there.
That is an example of a BizSpark startup. So BizSpark is a program that allows new startup companies to get the software they need to build their new products and that kind of thing. So check out BizSpark.com And they can get that software for free. So it's a pretty awesome program. DreamSpark.com for college students and now for high school students. They can get software for free to start development, kicking out programs, kicking out game development, all kinds of interesting stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. And our last resources were our blogs for Russ and Joe and myself. So RussToolshed.net, DevFish.net, and mine is BufferOverrun.net.
And by the way, on DevFish.net, Joe will give you a preview of the MSDN Flash. We usually have to have him in a week ahead of time, so he does a good job. As soon as he gets it in, he also posts it up on his blog, so you can kind of get an advanced look at what's coming up in the different areas. So I always make it a habit to go out to Joe's site, DevFish. He does a great job, you know, keeping up with everything going on in the state of Florida. And Buffer Overrun, you got a very interesting site as well. I love reading some of the articles you post up there. So
yeah,
great job. A round of applause for these guys.
Back to you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. All right. So I do want to give special thanks once again to Seminole Community College here at Sanford Lake Mary campus. I think we owe them a big round of applause for hosting us. And as well as Jessica and Fabio did a great job organizing this code camp. Huh? And Stan, any parting words before we head out for our local watering hole here after the show today?
Absolutely. This was, again, a lot of fun, and you're a terrific host, and it's all about the tools, Russ.
It's all about the tools. Well, thank you, everybody, for coming today.
Don't cut it no more. Want a big pipe carrying 200 megabits of pure excitement right to my door. Got an SUV with six-wheel drive with 300 horses. I'm never deprived. Infrared sensors for climate control. Zero to warp speed and ready to roll.